I feel like I need a little piccolo to lead people. Do my Pied Piping with a bass. Yeah, I don't know if that works as well. The Pied Basser. Good morning, men. I love being up here. Can I just say that? It's fun. I mean, it's fun talking to you guys. And I hope this is taken in the right way. I even enjoy hearing from Scott Corrigan. His heart about the passing of a brother. What we do here matters. The relationships you've built around your tables, those matter. They matter here and they matter there. Don't forget that. Okay, so what? So what? Esteemed colleague, shipmate, and nasal radiator Harry Fulton said, "Hey, we can't let this thing go by. We got to, you know, we had a couple of dealer's choice sessions. Need to wrap up the Titus thing. Let's not just let it fade away, right? Because it's important what we do, as we just saw. What do we do here? We talked about a couple of semesters ago at the beginning. We want to be battle ready. You guys may remember the camo and everything we led into Screwtape as a battle against the forces of darkness that want to distract us from God's mission. So we gather here and we grow here so that we can go. Where do we need to go? There. Right? Let's go. Let's not take these things in and stick them in a coat pocket and leave them. Let's do something with them. So we're going to review the Titus 10 building blocks real quick. By the way, I'm going to be short today because I want to still have a little bit of table time. We have some other admin stuff to wrap up. Great day today. I'm just an asterisk on this, all right? But I do want to review some of the things we talked about. Richard led us off talking about the dominion, our four domains, the flesh, the church, your work, and your family. And then Nate brought the message on the gospel. We know that the gospel breaks the bondage of sin in our lives so that we can become the men that God wants us to be, so that we can go on mission for him. Harry gave a great presentation on identity. And we may recall you are a slave, you are a son, you are a friend, and you are a lover. These are our identities in Christ. George talked to us about assignments. If your identity is about being, your assignments are about doing. What is it you need to be doing for the kingdom? And then Jay Santiago talked to us about authority. Don't be a passive Christian. Don't do what is easy. You have the authority and the power of Christ in your life. This is something you can take into the world and do God's work. Character. Some tall, skinny dork got up here and told you, conduct is what you do, and character is who you are. What are you showing? And I must have needed a lot of help here because God blessed me with three sons. And I'm thinking, what have I shown them that they now, you know, my youngest son is now 24 years old. Oh my gosh. What is he showing the world? What legacy have I left for him? This is part of our character. Tom talked to us about doctrine. Sound doctrine is the fertile soil in which your good works can grow, in which our actions grow and take root. We must have sound doctrine. Dallas, a great representative to talk about mission. This is a man who's been on mission for his life, with the lives of others in his hands. Highly qualified to talk about, you know, not just what you've been saved from. Nate, with his talk on the gospel, told us what we've been saved from. What have we been saved from? What is it that God, am I cutting in and out? All right, if it seems better to turn it off, let me know. That's kind of seems choppy. What have you been saved for? What's the work that God has for you to do? Richard came up quite wryly and dryly, talked about zeal, complaining about whoever it was assigned him the topic on zeal. Guilty. But you know what? That's memorable to me. That's memorable to me. The most zealous person in the room may not be the highest energy guy, right? It may be someone who brings a calm wisdom, measured words. I think of my grandfather, who I can never remember him, his voice being louder than about like this right here. Yet I know he was on fire for the Lord. He was very protective of the word and spread that. And that's why I saw in Richard's message as well. There's a zealousy there that's not decibels. And then finally, wrapping it up, Harry, this talk on investments. I feel like Harry gave us one of the best presentations, an amazing look at what happens when you can invest in God's people. Those three sons that I mentioned earlier all, you know, were active in BCC youth ministry, and they benefit now from the investment of men like Harry to the youth of BCC, and they're going to take that out and looks like invest that in other people. That's what I'm seeing. It's just lovely. So those were the 10 Titus building blocks. That's a lot to remember, right? That took me 5 minutes or whatever just to read through those. I can't review everything. Hopefully you have the book. If you never got the book, it's still a good book. Get it, read it. But that's a lot to remember. It's a little overwhelming. I've got all these words bouncing around in my head. Screwtape's really happy right now because I can't remember it all. I can't channel it all. Good. You're not a good enough Christian, Screwtape says. You know, you don't remember that well enough. You're not trying hard enough. You haven't done enough. You've got this long, long road ahead of you. You hadn't gone very far down it, have you? How many of you are as far down the road as you thought you'd be? I'm there. I'm where I want to be with my sanctity. I'm there where I want to be with the words I use to my wife. I'm there where I want to be with how I treat my kids. How come you don't all have your hands up, right? You're not all there? Don't worry about it. It's not how far you've gone. It's what direction are you pointing? Do you have a compass? Are you leaning? Are you interested? Are you engaged? Don't listen to the voices that say you haven't done enough. Haven't done enough. I dare say the church has injured people by letting them think they haven't done enough. We want to be on mission for Christ. If whatever's behind me wasn't enough, fine. I'm pointing the right direction. So pick your direction. Choose one of the building blocks and move out. This is, again, a message from Josh Smith in his book. It's his afterword of the book, if you will, is don't get mired down in I haven't done enough. I got a big problem with this. I'll tell you this. It's been a challenge for me is I can easily get paralyzed by the thought that I'm not doing enough. Great book here if you've ever struggled with that. As I have, just do something. I love the title. I love the subtitle. I love the subtitle. And I like the picture of a guy just sitting in a chair. And he explains this. That guy's waiting for a message from God. When he gets the right message from God, then he's going to get up out of that chair and do something. And the whole message of the book is, no, that's not what we do. So I offer that to you. Author is Kevin DeYoung. It's an interesting, a very good book, not super long. No pictures, sorry, Dallas, other than that one. Hey, you've bought the supplies, right? If you got the book, you're coming here. You got your truck loaded down with your building blocks and your mortar, right? I know what you're saying, Jack. That's not mortar on there. That's like potting soil. Fine. The internet let me down. Can you believe it? And I asked ChatGPT, draw me a picture of a cart with building blocks and mortar, and it said, yo, you have to upgrade your... So you know what? Fine. Boom. Mortar. There you go. You got your building blocks and you got your mortar. You're good, right? No, we got to turn that into something. Seriously, show of hands. Anyone ever laid bricks in here? It is not easy to make a good-looking brick wall. Let me tell you. Rebecca and I lived in England. We were stationed over there for a while. A guy built our house, lived next door to us, and he came over and he helped me do a garden wall. He's like, I'm going to show you how to do this, and then you're going to do it. And he did like 25 feet of little garden wall in, I don't know, 25 minutes, and it looked amazing. I think I did the next 5 feet in 5 days, and it looked like two drunk squirrels had gotten into the mortar. How do you do that? How do you make it so clean and the lines so straight and everything so perfect? You got to practice. You have to develop the skills. You have to have a mentor living next door to help you. Hey, this is how you point that up. This is how you make your mortar the right consistency. Don't do that. Don't do that. It takes time. It takes time. But the message is that, hey, those building blocks aren't going to build anything sitting on that truck. You got to get out there and build something. So, you need help picking? Are you you one of these guys? Anyone know who these are? Sweat hogs. Mr. Carter, right? These guys didn't do the reading. These guys didn't buy the book, right? They came. They listened. They got a lot of good information out of it, right? But maybe you're thinking, okay, I need to go back and read some of that book. I need to concentrate on something. What's important? What's a great part of that book? Well, so Father Christmas over there, Ray Taz, if you haven't checked out his coat, check it out. It's pretty nice. Had a party a week or more ago. It was good. And if I show up at a Christmas party and there's a big plate of Ferrero Rocher, I know I'm in the right place. To me, this is like the goat Christmas candy. I'm looking for those all the time. So what's the Ferrero Rocher of this book? Well, actually, there's more than one. This is Jack Law's opinion right now, right? So there's another one. And there's another great candy, Mon Cheri. Anyone know this guy? Fair warning, you can't have like 5 of these and then drive. They're really tasty, but they've got a surprise in there. So, Jack, what's the Ferrero Rocher and the Mon Cheri of this book? And to me, it is the chapter on mission and the chapter on investments. If you know that you are saved to something, you are saved for something, you can just pick a direction, do something, get on with that thing. And then if you're investing in people, then you have, God will put in place in your life the opportunity to get up with a lump in your throat and remember your friend who passed away, either because he invested in you or you invested in him. And this is all we're called to do, is share the love of God with God's people. We need to invest to do that. So those are my two best candies of the book, if you will. So, closing thought. It's actually second to closing thought. I apologize, but you guys may be tired of hearing me channel Joby Martin, but hey, I love him. And he says, if you got an alarm clock on your counter, on your bedside table, and there's an empty tomb, that means God's not finished with you. Right? You're here. Where's Pappy? There's Pappy. God's not finished with Pappy. Sorry to pick on you, Pappy. I think you're the oldest guy here. I don't know. He's definitely not finished with Pappy. He's not finished with me. Right? I got an alarm clock. Although, I mean, can I get a witness here, guys of my age? I'm always awake in the morning. Anyway, alarm clock's kind of useless, but the wisdom of our forefathers is in the idiom, so I'm not going to correct it. There's an alarm clock and an empty tomb. So, discussion questions. But before discussion questions, we're big on save the dates in the Law household this year, because coming up on May 10th, 2026, this refugee from a 70s buddy cop movie is going to marry the lovely Becca Bennett in Dripping Springs, Texas. Really excited for these kids. Two young people on mission for Christ. Becca wants to go into vocational ministry. Tanner is working at NASA. Somehow you're closer to God, I think, there. At least they're firing rockets at him. But the point, save the date, another save the date. January 13th, we're going to start a study on Ecclesiastes. Oh, my God, Ecclesiastes, what's that, like Old Testament? Oh, man. It's actually an amazing book. If you haven't read Ecclesiastes, not super long. Prep. Go read it. There's some things that come from Ecclesiastes, right? A time to live, a time to die, a time to gather stones, a time to throw away stones, a time, all that stuff. That's Ecclesiastes. Vanity. Vanity. All is vanity. The writer, the preacher in Ecclesiastes has had everything in life, everything you have aspired to, everything you have earned, everything you have lost. He had it all. It's all vanity. He says you need to know, love, and serve the Lord. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's Ecclesiastes. That's awesome, isn't it? So stand by. It's going to be some good stuff. All right. I told him I'd be quick. So, discussion questions, there they are, and we have a little bit of truncated table time today, but make the best of it, and we'll see y'all in the new year. Thank you very much.